For all men's worrying about their size, do women really notice? Well, we went to a popular restaurant to find out. We hired an actor to play a waiter, and then we gave him a rather large rubber penis to put into his rather tight spandex pants.
Did you write it?
Take 10 minutes after we're done. We can edit this out, but I feel like we can take 10 minutes after we're done and plan. Like, yeah. Either pod Monday, Tuesday,
right?
Create two teasers and then have 5 posts for website, Facebook, Instagram by Friday.
So you guys, I'm not going to edit that out. So okay. You just gotta.
Now you know our work schedule.
Backdoor look at the way a pod works. So
that would just be a good way to promote.
You're just selling our intellectual.
For all you wannabe podders out there, now you know.
Yeah, you get a little inside scoop into how to do a podcast with over 100 listeners.
Over at least, we usually average about 112.
112.
Yeah. It's pretty you just saw hard to get 7 reviews on iTunes.
Yes,
so.
And 3 of them are us. So
is that true?
It's hard.
I know at least 2 of them.
I think I reviewed it. So
I might have reviewed it a couple times.
Let's just say we're on our way up.
We're on the up. But we are doing a promotion with Airbnb. So if you am I or am I not allowed to say this? I think I am, right?
I think you are. Yeah,
I am already committed. Cool. I think so. You can literally rent the experience of coming and doing our pod with us, and we will show you how it's done.
Airbnb is launching an experiential program where you can travel and do experiences with people in different cities. Like if someone's a metal worker and you want to go see what that's all about when you're in Tokyo, you can go use their site and go, you know, have those experiences. So we're one of the experiences that are going to be in the Los Angeles region. So when you're traveling from London or Auckland or Tokyo, whatever, and you want to see what it looks like to do a podcast in Los Angeles, you can come and be a guest on our show.
Yeah, when you're traveling for Bakersfield.
And I think the beauty of our podcast is that we're not professional podcasters or anything here. We all have day jobs. And the point is, like, if you really want to make a podcast, we can kind of show you like how we did it and how anybody can really do it. And if you have a message and a fun thing you want to get out there into the world, you can do it too.
Right. Plus, and or, I think the topic that we do when we talk about the internet, and we had a bunch of schmucks over here yesterday to do a photo shoot for it. And
really cool schmucks.
Yeah. Cool. They were great schmucks. I mean that in an endearing way. But, you know, it's a topic that if you're interested in the internet or something like that, we pretty much just sit around and have a long discussion and watch YouTube videos, so it's kind of awesome. Drink beer, and when we do these morning pods, which obviously we're doing again right now, it's early, so we probably won't do that, but if you want to do one in the afternoon,
yeah, they'll be in the afternoon, they'll be in the evenings, we'll do them.
Beers and cheese platters and Snicker bars.
Oatmeal cookies,
Doritos.
Just your mom and pop's pod experience, you know?
Exactly.
That's right.
So anyway, let's get to it today. So today, this is Did You Reddit, your weekly-ish pod about the internet, hosted by myself, it's your dad.
And dog boobs.
And my free day.
Right. And so this week we are going to talk about women, because
I don't know the first thing about them.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's your dad being a dad. You don't know the first thing about him either.
I don't know much.
But you know what?
I know about bowling and carpentry.
That's right.
I
dig a ditch. I drive a truck.
I know a small amount about women, so I can help.
Well, we have an in-house women, so we have our own.
Yep.
We suggest everybody gets theirs, too. It's a really enlightening experience.
I think it's okay for me to stereotype women because I know one.
Yeah.
That's right.
You have a female friend.
That's right. You're it.
That's how it works.
I'm it.
No, I can say that. I have a girl woman friend.
Yeah. I can say those jokes because
I have a woman friend.
I have one.
Right? Yeah. I'll be the judge of it. Okay. You can say that joke. So.
Women be like.
So we've got some rules. So first of all, ask women. It's reddit.com/r/askwomen. It's your window into the female mind. This is a subreddit dedicated to asking women questions about behavior, anatomy, habits, or anything else that might baffle you about them. Right. We welcome inquiries from everyone into the mysteries of the feminine. Our mission is to provide a place where all women can comfortably and candidly present their viewpoints for community discussion in a non-judgmental space. To further that goal, we have a few rules.
Right. So really quickly.
Not surprisingly, there's a shitload of rules.
Lots of rules because, oh, we're women.
Women be like, rules?
Is this meant for women to talk about women? Or is this meant for anybody to talk
about? I think it's women, anyone to talk about women, because some people have, what do you call that again? Little flares next to their name, and it's either the female sign or the male sign.
Yeah, because this would be a good place for a boyfriend that's confused about his girlfriend to ask other women what's going on, and vice versa for women to ask.
And from looking at it, lurker
guys.
Yeah, you get a variety of questions, some of which are like, hey, is this normal? Because this happens during my period. Right. And that's clearly a woman asking a woman question.
Another one would be like,
is it okay to whistle at women when they walk by my construction zone? And that's clearly a dude. And or, no, that's not okay.
Can you send me nudes?
Yeah. Again, and that's another no.
Yeah.
That stereotype of construction dudes whistling at women is 100% accurate every time. I actually go to construction sites to watch guys whistle at women just to like... I'm like,
it's like, that's a real thing that happens.
Every single time it's a real thing.
I thought it was just in the movies, but
it's, just pick a construction site and sit there for 10 minutes.
It's a strange thing. I've never understood. I mean, there are a lot of things that men do and women do that I get on a historical, physiological, you know, psychological level where it's just kind of hardwired into the system, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, men pursuing multiple women and stuff like that. That kind of, you look at the way our, you know, look at the male and the female and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make sense, kind of. But the whistling thing and kind of the really egregious sexism thing, I don't understand because it's...
You see it in nature with like, you know, birds of paradise and things. I mean, maybe it's just like a natural like spillover.
A mating call?
Maybe I think it's like the least sexy mating call of all time in nature. Like, because animals do like these grandiose, like the peacock, right? It's got the feathers and it's like, but, look at me. Mm-hmm. But,
kind of like guys getting flowers for girls unless cat calls.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole grayscale of like, of good versions of it and terrible versions. Yeah. This one's on the terrible scale, but I think it's just a version of it, right?
Yeah.
So really, really quickly, boobs, you've like forgotten that you have a microphone.
Oh, is it here?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, so, I'll sit closer to it.
Women be like.
Women be like, always forgetting their
microphone.
But men
be like, I know what women be like.
I looked over at you and your like, microphone is like a foot and a half from your face.
I forget how close it has to be.
Rearrange technical difficulty?
I think, is this okay? Because I can stay in this position.
That's great. Okay. You sound fantastic, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually the one who I'm confused at why my mic is so low, but we're just going to have to, I'm just going to have to keep cranking her. Which is fine.
I think if you put it here and hang it this way.
True.
Too late.
We'll
figure it all out.
But this works. I'm totally comfortable.
See, if you were here because you had rented an Airbnb in my garage, you would get to see all this live.
Yeah.
And you'd be saying, I want my cash back.
Yeah. You'd be like, but I expected.
No refunds.
A super.
That was my
And then
Irish.
We would say, no refunds.
No. No reefies.
We already bought the Doritos. So.
We can't comp those back.
Oh, shit.
I have a feeling eventually we're going to lose money on it because we're going to be buying snacks constantly.
So many snacks.
And nobody's going to be eating them.
It'll be memories.
We should buy things that are non-perishable that we can roll over to the next experience.
Like LaCroix and...
Like LaCroix and like Red Vines. Just a bucket of Red Vines.
Red Vines. Carrots.
If someone showed up and...
Please
like,
wash
if
your
I,
hands
like,
first.
Bought an experience and I showed up and they had Red Vines, I'd be like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's
like,
actually
I'm
funny.
Gone.
We'll buy those like wax teeth that old people give out for Halloween.
Are those... I used to eat those because they kind of had like a sweet flavor to them.
I don't know if they're edible. Were they edible?
No.
I think they're wax.
Yeah.
But you know, you're at that age, you're like, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because candy is at a premium right now.
Exactly. And I don't have gum right now.
I'll start
now,
with the plastic and I'll work my way down to the Reese's.
Exactly.
That's kind of how
it's amazing. Speaking of anomalies, so I went bowling last night because it was my birthday, everybody on the internet.
Happy birthday.
Yars.
Well, it was yesterday, so it's over. But
okay.
Okay. Oh, take back.
But so bowling is odd because there's odd for a million reasons, but the food that you get at a bowling alley, you only get finger food. That's the only thing they offer.
Which is weird because you're sticking your finger.
You're just putting your finger in this like germ incubator.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought of that. That's a good observation.
Like, I don't understand why they don't. Why don't they give you fettuccine Alfredo and shit like that?
Like,
you
know, with utensils or straws.
Like, it's so strange. Like, why don't you just milkshakes and
what
shit?
What are foods you can eat without your hands?
Like, soup with a straw.
Soup with a boba straw.
We go bowling and all they have is gumbo.
Boba. Yeah. Gumbo.
Gumbo and boba.
Obviously.
And they have like the candy necklaces that that's it. That's all they offer.
Let me ask you a question. After you go bowling, do you think your immune system gets stronger? Because you've just been exposed to so many germs in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like a hepatitis outbreak inside the bowling ball.
I don't know if it instantly gets stronger or it's like, all right, here we go, guys. Like, we gotta try. Like, it'll either, just gearing up for battle and it'll either be stronger on the other end or it'll be defeated by the bowling germs. In which case you gotta go to urgent care. So it's like one or the other.
I would love to check to see all the professional bowlers' health over the last year and see how many of them got sick, got the flu.
Yeah, the flu.
In my theory, my hypothesis is they're all in peak physical condition. Every professional.
I think your hypothesis will be proved wrong immediately. I think that bowlers are the prime athletes of our modern time.
They're pretty.
That's
amazing.
My hypothesis.
Yeah. All right. That was not so. It was just something I remembered last night. Anyway. All right. So, ask women. So let's get into some of these rules. There are literally a million of them.
There are a lot. Let's just go through.
I'm already loving this sub. It's just bringing up all these funny talking points. And I'm already giggling here.
Yeah. Yep, it's good. Okay, so about what you post. Use the search tool and FAQ before you post. No pot stirring. No agenda questions. This is not your personal soapbox. No personal advice. No DAE. What does that mean? Dating advice? DAE? I don't know. No yes or no questions, no gift threads, no seeking medical advice, no surveys about how you post it. Post title should be descriptive, in-depth question, and searchable using keywords, or they will be removed. DAE,
does anyone else? Yeah.
Or questions that can be answered with just a yes or no will be removed. No personal attacks, no gendered slurs, no graceless posts or comments generalizing gender, no misogyny, misandry, transphobia, ageism, racism, general assholery, invalidation, or otherwise hateful or disrespectful commentary. No derailing. Talk via PM or start a new thread. No specifying majority demographics or excluding minority groups based on demographics. About links. Links must be accompanied by a summary. No posting personal pictures. No linking to specific threads in other forums. No linking to specific threads in our Ask Women and other subreddits. No self-promotion. No using URL shortening sites.
Holy
no
smokes. Bit.ly.
This is what the country was going to be if Hillary got elected.
Then there are some recommendations. Please be inclusive
Jesus
with
Christ.
Question phrasing. Minority users are encouraged to answer the question as it applies to themselves. Downvote only to indicate that either a comment or post does not add to the discussion, not to indicate that you disagree with it.
Okay.
That's always misused in every single subreddit.
Right.
Familiarize yourself with Reddit 101. Use the report button on all comments and posts that violate the rules. Add flair. We have flair for men, women, transgender, and gender neutral. Be specific. Ask a general question. Get a general answer. Whether you're a woman or a man, please do not speak for all women. While men can still offer input, if your view conflicts with a woman's, we ask that you not downvote or invalidate her response. There you go.
Man.
It's very PC, but you know what I think? For the purpose of it, Ask Women, it's kind of creating an environment that's like setting it up to get the best. Yeah. If you really need to ask questions, like this is setting it up
it's
so you
safe.
Get the
it's
most
a safe
valuable
space.
Questions.
And I'm into that. I mean, I think the safe space conversation has gotten a little bit absurd at times.
Yes.
But I think there still
There's
needs to be
time
them.
And place
yeah,
for
and
it.
This is a good matter of that. Let's get into some of these posts. I hadn't really done a deep dive into this. This is another thing we do on this pod sometimes for anybody who's new or wants to come and sit down as a part of the Airbnb experience. Sometimes we don't do research beforehand, and we just fly by the seat of our pants, and not out of laziness, kind of as a bit of an experiment sometimes, where
but also out of laziness.
Sometimes
you just, were bowling all night.
Yeah, sometimes we turn 30, and we yeah we're playing Buck Hunter. Too busy playing Buck Hunter to do our research.
Too busy farting at urinals.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of those. So reference there. Dog boobs didn't realize that men do that.
That was one of the first things I learned about men.
And we do that.
About a year ago.
You fart at urinals, and it's like a...
But you turn into the urinal and fart into it.
No, yeah.
Do you?
What do you think that cake is for?
To absorb the fart.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the thing in the Brita. It's like a filter.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you got to breathe that air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that makes so much sense. No wonder most scientists are men.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. In this case, ask women. I have not even gone to this sub ever.
Yeah.
And I think Dog Boobs here, our professional woman, has. And I think Frida, you've done this one, right?
I feel like I found a really good one to start us off.
I found a really hilarious one to eventually read.
Okay.
It's like the top of the last year, and it's
that's perfect. Do you want to start with that one?
I don't think I can, because it's like a trick on this okay. sub. Yeah. So okay, start so with one that it makes.
Here's a good one. Because what some people may not know listening is that there is also an Ask Men subreddit.
There is.
So we'll have to do that one someday, because I don't know. First thing about men.
I think there's probably an Ask Trans too, right? An Ask,
yeah.
Ask Gender Neutral.
Which would be cool. That'd
I would actually love to read that one, because that's one.
Or gender yeah. neutral.
I mean, I have a theory about that, because trans is such a hot topic in modern society.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody who's trans, and and it makes me go, I bet I do, and they've never.
Yeah.
They've never exposed it.
I know a few people who have transitioned in my time knowing them.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. I mean, I guess I know one. I know I take that back. I know two people, but they were fairly obvious. One of them, I guess, was not. It was suddenly kind of like, oh, you're a lady now.
Oh wow.
What?
Yeah.
I think the barista at my coffee shop is trans.
Yeah.
It doesn't freak me out. It confuses me, because I think I've seen the transition, but I don't have a confirmation, so now I just do a lot of looking.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I try not to.
Yeah.
And all I want is my coffee.
Well, I don't think it's, I mean,
I
know we're getting off topic again.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing to recognize the anomaly of it.
I think it's probably normal.
I think it's really normal. I just think being respectful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't jump over and like,
well, you don't
do
go,
a camel clutch on a person.
Yeah, camel clutch would be like, this is against God's will, right?
Get it's out!
Like, now give him a dark roast.
Yeah, I mean, I just go, huh? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, aren't we just always trying to like figure things out, whatever it is in front of us?
And
you're
like,
just like a computer. Like
the purpose of life is just to be happy. You just have to be happy. So the person I know was a very unhappy male in middle school, high school. And when I found out she was transitioning, it made so much sense to me. And then in speaking to her after, like she's mid to late in the transition.
Right.
She's like... pre-surgery, but pretty. She's living her life as a woman now, and
but she still has a goatee.
So no, she's like she's been taking hormones. She's beautiful, and it's like completely different human being. Like
the last phase of the transition process
is the facial hair.
Literally, just shaving your goatee. That's all it is.
You keep the goatee until you're officially done. No, but it's cool to see someone who you can really tell.
Right.
Is supposed to be a woman, you know?
Yeah. They're vibrant. They're
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's
I know,
yeah. For the first time.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the thing that's interesting with that, is because every once in a while, I think because of the trans conversation, I think this probably should be the last thing we talk about trans since we're not on Ask Trans. I will look at somebody and I will go, damn, that's a really attractive woman who also kind of looks like a man.
Yeah. And like a handsome woman.
Yeah. And I kind of go, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if that's a trans person.
Yeah.
And I don't, and it's, again, it's like, I don't mean it in a insensitive way. It's literally just.
No, you're allowed to fucking think things. Like people,
yeah.
Everyone's like, I can't, like when your brain reacts to something that's confusing, it doesn't mean you're like anti anything or dick.
Yeah. Just, I mean, I'm a very contemplative person. I think we all are. That's why we do these fucking pods. But it's. it's just one of those. It's such an interesting.
Makes you a human, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's just an interesting topic. I mean, it's just an interesting thing that I think is just a complicated. I mean, we think that gender is such a fixed thing. It's like it's uprooting something that one of the few things that seem truly static in our world. And that is, I think, why it's so odd and so why people go, oh, what? Oh, yeah. Confused. It's because you're just kind of...
It's just different. It goes against what you were taught growing up. And it's right. I feel like we're living in a really exciting time for a lot of people because those norms are starting to change. Right. But I feel like we're kind of our generation and our generation's kind of the last wave of people who were really traditionally raised with parents who didn't have to have discussions about transgender and sexual identity when we were four,
especially women.
It's getting back to women. Yeah,
I don't know if that's
instance.
A real segue, but all right, let's get into one about a chick.
You're a man, you become a woman, but now we're women.
Okay,
and we're asking women questions.
Yeah, we've become a woman, and we don't actually know anything about it, so we're asking questions.
Okay. That's a good one.
I'm trans, and I've become a woman, and I'm like, how do I do this now?
I'm like, all right,
what do I do?
I did
where
it.
Do I go? I just ask women.
I'm like, I'm vacationing in Tokyo. Where do I go to eat?
I get a Moleskin, and I just start writing notes.
I don't know if that's how it works, but yeah, let's do it through that lens.
Okay.
How did you learn to be a woman?
This is a good one to start with. What do men tend to assume about women that you find is mostly or entirely untrue?
Okay.
Do you guys have any things you assume about women in general?
That they don't poop.
Feelers.
They don't poop. That they're feelers. They feel
about
people
emotion.
Up. Very emotional.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, what's one thing I assume about women that is not true? Okay, and this is outside of
that's not true, or just
you assume it about a woman that's not true. I mean, this is outside of the political fucking bullshit where you're just like that women aren't as good at math or something like that, right? What would be something that?
I guess we're talking about stereotypes here.
Yeah,
that women. I think this is something that I've seen get debunked, or I've heard get debunked, but I think this is a common one, that women don't look at porn and aren't as sexually aggressive as men. I think that one, that I don't really think that anymore, but I think that I grew up thinking that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is totally a thing that's been enforced.
Right.
And I think since little girls are little girls, it's been enforced. You're not... I know, just hearing from my mom, and she didn't even, when she first got her period, my grandma was just like, here's a book. Figure it out. And she was like, fuck, whoa.
Here's Ask Women.
Yeah.
Go to this website.
You
look
don't really
at
get
it.
To be in touch with your sexuality in the context of, the culture we live in. But I think that's changing.
But I wonder, I don't know if that's any different for guys, though. I mean, I feel like... The
for
first,
guys,
the first
you get,
boner you get, I don't think your dad's like, here's how boners work. I think it's just kind of like,
clean up your sheets.
Okay, well, good luck.
Yeah. I think, that kind of stuff comes down to parenting, I think.
Right.
I think another really good stereotype is that women hate each other and are constantly competitive. And you can see that set up in The Bachelor and every reality TV show that ever was. And you almost... men and women almost assume that going into the workforce that you're going to get that kind of attitude. And in my personal experience, it's been completely false.
I mean,
except for some really bitchy bosses.
Yeah. This is a tough question.
I've seen that stereotype. Oh, yeah.
Come to life.
Well, but Frida, your wife works in an industry that I think.
My industry too, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder how much these questions and that one in particular is enforced by kind of an institutionally playing out over time a lot, right? Where I think that one could be a little bit of a self-realizing prophecy, you know, where you're kind of like, women are hyper-competitive in the workplace. And then you're kind of like,
that's how
no,
you
I'm
see
not.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it kind of becomes a thing where you're just like, over time... It gets perpetuated over and over again because of something like The Bachelor, which I don't assume any of those things mean well, any of those shows. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't think that they're out to perpetuate anything. I think they're just dumb and they appeal to dumb people.
Yes.
So.
And I think that stereotype probably is more or less real depending on what industry you're talking about.
Right.
Like if you're talking, like I know, like for in advertising, for instance, in account management,
right,
it's a female dominated department in right. advertising. So I've never felt the competitiveness, but I'm sure
right.
women working in the creative departments where they're a minority probably right. do feel a sense of competitive, maybe not with other women maybe, but
yeah. I mean, I've always struggled a little bit with that stereotype because I know it's true, but it's actually, I don't know it's true. I think it's been a theory that's been perpetuated because creatives love talking about themselves, mm-hmm. right? And it's like seems like it's a problem more than it is. And I don't want to trivialize the when it is a problem, but my personal experience, right? And I think all of this is relative to our own personal experiences.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of the creative directors and my peers I have noticed have been women in the creative side. I don't know if it's disproportionately men and I'm just discrediting the number, but I think the only place you see that as a real big problem tends to be super, super high up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's less to do with gender inequality and more to do with the fact that we're still relatively new in the gender revolution.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for the workplace, I can see what you mean.
Because, you know, being an ECD takes time. Like, mm-hmm. you got to be in the industry for like 20, 30
yeah.
years.
And in the beginning of that track,
right.
it was a totally different
exactly.
landscape.
Exactly. So it's like when you think about what you had to eventually do to get to that point.
Yeah.
Now we're at like, oh, okay, cool. Well, there's a gender inequality issue. But, I mean, how many women creative directors did you know at Deutsch? Like, I knew a bunch of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I knew a
right?
few. Yeah.
I mean,
less than men, but I mean...
But
I knew
but,
a few.
But getting increasingly less so. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because it's like on the regular creative level, I know a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And then the creative director level, I know a fair amount.
Yeah.
It the just ECD gets less level, and I less. Know less and less. But I think that's just going to continue changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every time we go, it needs to change now, I feel like it's kind of an injustice
yeah.
to the issue. Because you.
It's very Westworld.
It is very Westworld.
It takes time.
Free
just
day.
It takes time.
You're not cut up. All right. So the other thing about this sub,
just boring.
You're out of your friggin' mind.
You need to watch,
dude.
I'm
you're
trying.
What episode are you on?
Like third. I just can't really.
Wait till you get to five. That's when things.
You are.
Open. You're gonna love it. You
all right.
Love it.
Well, maybe they should have moved five up to two. I mean, I think they burned.
Play
like
this in
four
order.
Episodes. What are you doing?
It's really good.
You're gonna lose audience that way. It's kind of silly.
I mean.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm anyway. Sure it's good. I'll fucking give it a try. Everyone's
you
like,
gotta do
Logan,
it.
You gotta get to episode 12 before you fucking get it. And I'm like, right. well, maybe I'll get to season 3 before it gets exciting.
Right.
Everyone's just repeating the same scene over and over again. And I'm like, I know what's gonna happen here, except there's gonna be a glitch.
No, there's even better. It's even better. You're gonna love
and
it.
Anthony Hopkins gets up there and he starts speaking some like beautiful lyric and then I fall asleep.
And you can right. only see his bottom teeth.
I have
and his eyes are in the back of his head.
My father yeah. beat me.
Here's another one. What
well,
do you guys think about this?
Really quickly, we didn't actually get into any of the answers for that one.
This one.
Because this whole sub is kind of a call and response.
Yeah.
So
the response to this one, because that was this guy was like, this is the stereotype that I want to know more about. They hate each other. They're constantly catty, competitive, passive aggressive with other women. And then the response was, this is one of my most hated stereotypes. Also, it makes no fucking sense. Please explain how women have such a stronger support network made up of primarily female friends, which allows us to be more emotionally open if we can't have real friendships with other women. Either we have close female friends who have our back or we're all catty to one another and can't be friends.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I don't want it to sound, it's going to sound whatever.
It's okay.
No, I think one of my stereotypes you asked earlier, like, what do you think are some things? Like,
yeah.
I think women tend to, like, overshare maybe about, like, their moment-to-moment of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and,
interesting.
Like, they're, like, very feeling-based, and they're like, this happened, and 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 then she said this, and then this happened.
Right.
And they're like, wow, okay, yeah, that's what happened to you today. That's not true.
Right.
A lot of stuff happened to me, and I didn't consider it.
Yeah.
And that's a very good point.
And so maybe because, these are generalizations, but
yes.
like if girls are sharing, if they're apt to share more than guys, just because, will you then have more like story sharing and swapping? And then like, will, you know, this cattiness in
right.
quotes, like sort of come out of he said, she said, she said, he said. Whereas, like, if you're maybe the majority of guys just don't share, you're not going to be like,
right.
Yeah,
I just don't know what he said because I didn't share and I don't even know.
Yeah.
Sort of in the back of my mind.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not like, it's not rubber meets, it's not like effective.
Right.
I don't know.
I feel like that's like one of the big gender discrepancies that hurts relationships and whatnot.
Yeah, you're in a relationship and like,
yeah. I mean, that happens
at the end
all
of
the
day,
the
it's like
yeah.
there's a sharing hour.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's 90% usually your girlfriend being right. like, what happened to her? And you're like, oh, cool. What'd yeah. you do today? You're like, eh, nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of. I mean, I tend to be very busy, so I end up having a lot that I can say. But the details that matter to me aren't the same details that would matter to my
yeah.
girlfriend, right?
Let's
I feel like...
Yeah,
I oftentimes I'm like, oh, I did this, and then there's something in there that she goes, wait, you did that? And I go, well, yeah, what do you mean?
And it means something else.
It's yeah,
like,
it's
a
like,
trigger.
Yeah, and it's like it has no importance to me.
Right. Right?
It's just like a thing that I'm just kind of like, well, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
So resident right. woman.
Yeah.
Is that like do you think that's sort of an accurate stereotype?
You
break the mold, first of all.
That's what's hard about any stereotypes is because
right.
like I think that like subreddits like this are really interesting because you get like the majority answer, but
right.
I've never felt like the mold of like, you know, of like a woman.
Never felt like a lady.
Yeah, like I don't like me and my roommate when we get home from work if we've had a particularly bad day, like with my roommate, I will get a blow by blow of what's
right.
happened. And it's not that I'm not interested. I actually am really interested in it.
Right.
Like, I really want to know what happened.
And this is a girl.
Yeah. And she's a girl. And like, she shares like when things are really hard
right.
at work, like,
will she say that story multiple times in the same chunk?
Like,
because I have a girlfriend who will repeat the same story like every time you see them, like of like whatever the problem of the week was.
My,
it's like,
the way
all right,
I get it
you know,
is
I've heard
more
this
like
three times.
I get
right.
it, the different
it
stages
it
of it. It's like this. It's not the same story. It's like the same thread, but like the updates.
Yeah.
But personally, I want to hear it. Like that's when I get home from work and she apologizes and she's like, I'm sorry, like I'm just complaining. And I'm like, no, I'm like this. I'm actually interested. Like it's nice to come home
right.
to my roommate who's my best friend and to like kind of have an idea of like what she does every day and like what
right.
she's dealing with every day. Like I like that. But then when it comes my turn to share, like I don't feel like I like remember as many details of
totally.
Like I have things that bothered me in the day and things that happened in the day, but like they're not as I don't know, as like they're not taking up as much space in my head, like
right.
where I feel like I need to get it out, but I still want to share.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the stereotypes, I mean, my girlfriend and I are almost the exact opposite in those ways.
Cause yeah.
I'm not an oversharer, but I'm definitely I think with my mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I tend to when I.
You don't over talker. It's different than
an
oversharer.
I talk
probably an over talker.
I talk a lot because that's how I make sense of my ideas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do too. I talk through my thoughts.
Exactly.
And people are like, I can see that it can be seen as annoying.
Right.
And it's like, it would be cool if I could like think this through in my head and then just say the concise version.
Yeah.
But like,
right.
I don't know if I'm smart enough to do that.
And the worst is when people get caught up on like your earlier iteration
right.
that you say out loud and you're like, wait, I'm still getting there. Like,
right.
don't
totally.
Judge
yeah,
me on my
yeah.
my first draft.
So do really smart people work through all that shit in quiet and then they just say the rat answer quickly? God, it'd be cool to be really smart.
I don't think
it's smart people,
yeah.
but I do think there are people who...
I
like the quiet people who,
yeah,
think they're the serial killers.
Yeah.
They're the smartest, though.
Yeah.
They are. Here's another really good stereotype, that women cry to be manipulative. No,
oh, interesting.
I cry because I'm sad or otherwise overwhelmed with emotion. That I can personally relate to. That's a girl thing that I 100% relate to.
Crying.
Crying
because
like,
your back hurts?
Crying because of pain
yeah.
is one thing. But like... There have been probably five occasions like in my professional life where
right.
I have become so overwhelmed at work that my stress reaction is to start crying.
Interesting.
And I don't see that in guys, except I saw it in one guy and I judged him for it, which
yeah.
is mean.
I mean, That's an interesting one because I definitely feel like my tear ducts have calcified.
Yeah, I really wish mine would.
I'm not a crier, and I don't even like even in times when I really should have cried.
Mm-hmm.
My crying is like thinking and I don't. It's not an emotional response.
Like
I have.
Clamming up.
I don't know what it, I mean. I just don't. Like I almost have to think about
cry right now.
Crying.
Do it. Do it.
Let me see if I can do it.
Jessica Chastain can.
Can't even get him out. No, I mean I there are times when really fucked up shit will happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody dies that I'm really close with and I'll be like, "Oh man. That sucks."
Yeah. I feel like I only get emotional at the end of like the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Or some like really good sports movie.
Oh,
there's
or
some
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
There's some songs that'll
tearjerker.
Make me tear
no
up.
Kidding. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think I mean, my in Free Day, let me know if you relate to this because I think that my the way I do that kind of emotion that you're talking about, like the stress overwhelm, I have a very specific response that I've noticed over time.
Yeah.
The first time I noticed it, and this is a fucked up story, but I'm going to tell it on the air. So I wasn't in it, but I was managing this tour of like 100 guys in this choir that I was in when I was in college. And I was like, I just happened to be the tour manager. They had elected me or whatever. And we were on our way to like Buffalo or something like mm-hmm. that. And there was a big bus and then two vans. And one of the vans hit some ice and flipped and went fucking
damn.
Like really scary shit.
Whoa.
And I remember
in the van
I had been sleeping on the main bus. And so when it happened, I like woke up really suddenly and went out there and it was like fucking my friends all mangled and in the like had gotten just tossed from the van and it was a really scary, chaotic situation. Nobody died, but like one kid broke his neck, and one.
Whoa!
You know, like, it's a whole thing, right?
Wow, that's intense shit.
And I remember like my emotional and physical response
mm-hmm.
was, okay, what happened? Okay, we got to fix it now.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, go right.
Yeah.
It was like a very almost like warlike. Primitive simplification of
where
thought.
Your
right?
brain cut off emotion to
totally, and I just suddenly was so quickly like solving it, and doing what I had to do to fix it.
That's what your girlfriend complains about when she wants to tell you her daily problem is you try to fix it, and you're like, cool,
maybe,
yeah.
That's girls,
I've heard
that's
that.
A stereotype, right?
Yeah,
guys just want to fix things,
yeah.
Right?
And it's like, I'm not looking for you to give me an answer to this problem,
and we're like,
I just want to vent the problem,
right?
Just through emails,
yeah,
go,
yeah. Go.
And I mean,
that's
I don't,
intense, though.
I don't know if you
that's
do
an
that
extreme version of,
yeah. But that's what I do. I mean, that's like, I feel like what you just described is something that I do where, like, a girl or somebody will be like, I just did this, and I don't know, and I go, well, you should do this, and they're like, I don't. That wasn't what I was asking.
Yeah,
I'm
like
just
I'm just sharing something with you.
And I go, well, what's the point of sharing unless you wanted to
fix it?
Yeah,
yeah. You know? I think that is definitely a good. That's a good stereotype.
Well, what is the point of sharing? I mean,
sometimes I think it for women, it's an emotional.
We're gonna play
release.
Dumb guys here because
right.
This is. I mean, I think you'd be answering a lot of guys' questions if you can like help us understand.
Yeah. For me, sometimes like if I'm I don't really do, like, with my guy friends, I feel like I don't do this. It's more like I notice this when I talk to my mom, and I'll be, like, complaining or, like, venting about being depressed or, you know, being unhappy. And, well, you need to go talk to someone. And it's like, I know what the right answer is. Like, I'm not, sometimes I just need to get it out of myself, my brain, you know, like it's that you get to a point, I feel like, where it builds up so much that I need to let it out.
Right.
I need to let it out. Otherwise, it's going to make me implode, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like you're not really looking for a solution because you know the solution.
Right.
Like, I know what I need to do. It's just like I haven't talked to someone about it and it's like building up and I feel like I'm going to scream and it's like, word vomit. Like, this is what's bothering me. This is where I'm at. I fucking hate it. I feel miserable. Like, and it's not just men. Like, people's reactions are usually to try to be like, well, here, like, here's the name of, like, a therapist I know. Or, like my sister had the same thing happen to her. And, like, this is...
Right.
And it's like, I know what I gotta do. Like, I just need to say it out loud. Like, I just need to get it out. And, like, it builds up, you get it out. And then, I mean, that might be less
sense.
About...
Right.
Men and women and more like certain personalities are like that.
Yeah, I think there's a personality thing, but I think that on the
I
men's
think on
side,
average that's an accurate stereotype.
Yeah.
Right. Can I even say that these days?
No, I think that's totally fair.
But this kind of gets to the root of the stereotype, which is is it a stereotype that women don't have penises? Right, like.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, yeah.
Hey,
because that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
So
well,
it's like,
it depends
like,
how they identify.
Right. Yeah. But there are certain stereotypes that are, I don't think are stereotypes as much as they are based in the way that
chemicals
like, and how you deal with certain scenarios. And I think that this is one of those things where you go, well.
I agree with you, but now I think I'm saying
in our current society.
In our current society, you can't. Make generalizations without offending everybody.
I mean,
I think you should be able to some extent. Like, my intention was never to be mean.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's just to have an observation.
I think you can make generalizations.
To understand the way people work.
But it's hard to make a generalization that matches the entirety of the race.
You'll never do it.
Yeah, because that's... I mean,
obviously, it's not 100% accurate, but it's pretty fucking accurate.
Because I think that people just go, like, well, that's not me. And then even though it's 80%, or I'm not saying in this example, maybe it's not, but like whatever thing, it's like 80% of people, but then that one person's like, hey, it's not me.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks
stop
it's me. Everyone thinks they're like Steve Jobs running some company. You're like,
no.
You're just like a person that has its own
think making generalizations, as long as you're not like creating policy around it or enforcing things around it. It's like there's nothing wrong with speaking in generalizations as long as you're not trying to like harm someone or enact a certain like rules around a certain group, you know, like
It's like we are a Christian society. Well, you're Christian in a society, but we're not a necessarily Christian society. So all those rules that you're making that are predicated on your belief system, you're not allowed to do that. Right. But
but like for me, when I get super stressed at work, it's not even like boo hoo cry, like I feel sad and I need attention, I need someone to help me. It's literally a stress reaction where like that's like of all the different holes on your body, that's where it's going to come out,
it's a cathartic, like
it's
a physical
completely
catharsis,
cathartic. Like there's no stopping. It's like a runaway train for me when that happens. Like I have to like get the hell out of there because here it comes.
But this is the thing that's tough about the situation that you had laid out, where it's like you'll like either that or just saying you kind of go on this expository binge and then and then you kind of you're like, I don't want anybody to tell me anything. I just want to do this. Right?
Yeah.
Because I think that our nature as people, and especially empathetic people, is to be like, well, I want to help you because I don't like seeing you sad.
Yes.
Because I think at the same rate.
It seems like the least effective way to help is to sit and listen.
Yeah. And like the same
for
way.
Guy,
and
I mean,
this
for
is,
me, it's like, this is not helping. But it might be the only way.
And this is a stereotype, I think.
So counterintuitive.
Guys, that's hard is like that guys are like these empathy-less kind of emotionally deprived monsters, right?
Yeah, and it's like not that. It's that the tools you have don't seem to be working on this specific.
Yeah, so I think instance. That sometimes it's hard. Like, if we're at work and I find you crying and I know exactly why, but I go, all right, just go outside.
Yeah.
Then
it's
I
like,
seem
fuck
like a
you!
Fucking crazy person. I'm just like.
But
hey,
I think that's
dog
rare.
Boobs, will you step outside?
You need
boobs?
To step outside and gather yourself.
Yeah,
step into crying
but
zone,
like,
please.
But that's kind of the response that you crave.
Want in a
but
way?
You look like an insane person.
In like a gentler way.
Yeah.
Like I've because when it's the first time it happened to me, like I remembered two specific reactions. The group of women that I worked with were like, "Let's get you outside. We'll get you some tissues. You just need a few deep breaths." Like. That's what I needed. I really needed like, it's a stress physical reaction. I'm not having a mental breakdown. I just can't stop crying. So they're like, let's get you out of site, and like you can collect yourself in an empathetic way.
Let's put you in the basement.
Yeah, let's put you in the basement.
And then guys who don't get women are like, that fucking bitch just won't shut up, and so then it becomes this like rift.
It was different because like the one guy I worked with on the account team was incredibly concerned. Like,
oh yeah, yeah,
like. Went to come find me, like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Like, what can we do? Like, are you all? And I'm like, it's being handled.
Right,
like,
right. See, that's exactly. And that's weird the two sides. Because, like, I as a guy tend to be on that guy's front where I'm just like, oh, man, I hope she's all right.
Yeah, like.
And I
like
think
you care and you want to help.
Yeah.
But, and it's good. I appreciate it. But it's like, you don't need to do it. Right. I'm good. I'm handling it. Like. You know, and it's a weird thing because when men see women crying, like it's a deep, like evolutionary thing where you're like protect mode,
exactly.
Like oh god, like
exactly. Yeah.
But it's just when it's in the workplace and you're just stressed because you have like 8,000 banner sizes to traffic. Right. It's like I don't need protection. I just need to cry for an hour.
And I think I over time as I've gotten older, I've started to get better at I think what is the appropriate response, which is like I will be in that situation and deep down I'll be like, oh man, I feel so bad. But like I'll just go over to your desk and be like, hey, you cool?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, I'm cool. And I'll be like, all right, cool.
Yes. And then leave.
And just wander away.
Because if you stay and like, are you really cool? Then it's get out of here.
I fucking hate when people ask me if I'm okay.
That's when I start crying.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you okay?
What? I mean, whatever I say, it's not going to help.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Whatever it is.
Well, it's usually, I mean, it's kind of, it's almost like a cop.
My arm is broken and my bone sticking out and you're like, are you okay? I'd be like, no.
Right.
Call the ambulance.
I'm not okay.
But most of the time, it's just like, get out of here.
But there's an interesting thing that happens when you do that. Because I think if I were to go to you and be like, hey, you okay, man?
Uh-huh.
And then you go,
like,
yeah.
I just look pissed off.
Well, but if you go, yeah, I'm okay, then I think that's almost reinforcing your own internal understanding of how you feel.
Yeah. Because
I think that's like, there is something interesting about forcing yourself to say, yeah, I'm okay.
Because
then you're kind of on the hook for it a little bit, you know?
See, but when you say, let's do a little role play, go ahead, ask me.
Yo, you chill, dude?
In that moment, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
Ask you.
I know that. But that's about.
And so I can't get to the I'm okay because I'm now pissed at you for even. And you've done nothing wrong.
But I think it's also contextual, too. It's like, I mean, if you're like.
That was a good role play.
You are dead to me.
See, I'm fucking pissed now.
Fucking hate you, bro. Let's fight in the parking lot.
It's like, what? What just happened?
Are you chill right now? Or
that's
what?
How guys like talk it out.
Yeah.
We just arm wrestle.
Yeah.
You want to just do some Greco-Roman in the parking lot?
Hey, I got this thing I'm thinking about, dude. You just want to go like wrestle about it?
I'm just working through a couple, you know, like problems with my parents, my brothers being real dick. Let's just wrestle it out.
Skin on skin, like wrestle.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of how guys roll.
I mean,
we roll.
I don't know, guys. I mean, granted, I think
I've actually witnessed that with guy friends, where it's like if one of them is like acting pissy, if the other guy is like, dude, are you okay?
Yeah,
it just got bad.
Yeah, if Brian was upset when he was here the other day, we would have taken our shirts off and wrestled each other.
would have been so upsetting for me.
It would have been like, I would have been like, Brian, you cool? He'd be like, I am not cool.
Fuck you!
Take off his shirt and we started wrestling on the ground.
Yeah,
and Airbnb has all these photos of us just fucking wrestling.
The podcast, experience.
If a guy's like pissed, you sort of just keep distance until they work through it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is the tough thing, dude, because I am kind of like that, but at the same time,
that's generalize you though. I mean,
but that's what's hard about me. I know this personally.
You're special.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm
a special
I'm
little
special.
Millennial.
I am a special. I'm special little millennial. But I just think that like
I'm unique.
Friday,
I'm number one.
Friday, you're like the most masculine friend I have. Like I think like, and all of my friends are dudes, but they're all fucking artists. Like they're all like these emotional butterflies. So
and I have that side. I think I just like I don't know.
Think our natural instinct is to let it expose, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for all I don't even know. If
I think I'm
aware
pretty emotional, but then compared to someone who's emotional, I'm like a tree.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think
standing there.
I also think that, and I
but I didn't that, mean to. It's just yeah. the way it is. Like, I didn't choose either way, right? And just I, like it, somebody doesn't choose a sexuality.
Totally.
Like, you just yeah, you choose your like your emotional.
Yeah, your design is set.
So you can't be mad at me for being a tree.
Totally. And I think that I am also.
God, I think I have a new soapbox to scream from.
From the branches in an oak. Yeah.
Here's a funny departure.
Wait, okay. I have one more question.
All right.
On the end of yours. So,
yeah.
You got all this emotion. You want to let it out. You talk. You cry. Whatever. Like, is there another way that could be like a new way?
Possibly
that we could come up with now.
Uncontrollable. Like, it is. That's what
your de facto response is like. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
But like, could it be calf raises? or like
no like I get stressed often. It's only when it's like this has only happened a handful of times where the stress reaches a certain level where it's like cry.
Right.
That's the only that, and it is.
I'm just
I'm not something that can be.
I'm so stressed. I gotta do squats.
Yeah.
What's Dog Bibs doing over there? She's crunching stressed. Out 240.
Dude, she's doing some lat pulls. Just give her some time.
Just leave her alone. She'll don't ask cool. her what's wrong. Yeah.
All right. Well, really I don't know. I'm like, just asking, is there like, or do you have a girlfriend that has another response?
Yeah. I think there are other girls where that's not their stress response.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
but that seems to be a common one for all humans, but.
For some. Like, I've known a handful of guys at
sap
work.
Sap comes out of my tear ducts.
Yeah.
The sap.
Dog Boobs, you have a microphone in front of you.
Oh, am I not speaking into it again? Fucking Christ.
It's cool, though.
Okay,
we have a lot of Christian listeners.
Second,
you just
right?
alienated.
It's cool. Yeah, okay. I mean, we'll still be able to hear you. It's just it'll sound like you're
far away.
Yeah,
it'll sound like we keep you in the back of the bus.
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Dog Boobs, what do you think about this?
Can I come up there? No. Just answer from the back. Okay.
Anyway, so other responses, other emotional responses from other women. That
honestly, like the two I think of is like. People who keep it inside right. and either are just angry. Like right. I know a lot of girls who, if they're really stressed, they just are pissed and right. they are like sitting at their desk, fuming, angry. It's, but I think when you get to a certain level, it's not something you can control. It's not something I can count to 10 and be like, okay, don't cry. It's like too late. Like the floodgates have opened.
Right.
I would cry and drink whiskey.
Like a finger of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think by that time, like by the time it happens, it's too late. Yeah. Like it's hard to explain because I don't do it all the time. I don't cry often. But when I'm so stressed, it's just like you can feel it pricking at your eyes. And all you need is one person to be like, are you okay? And it's like, so like, don't ask me if it looks like I'm gonna cry.
Okay, just walk away
because I'm having an internal battle to not cry.
You know what I'm gonna do is just drop a bunch of Kit Kats on your desk
and just walk away. Don't make eye contact. Just walk away. Yeah, I think that would be helpful for me. I don't know about all women.
I'm just gonna tell you to get it together.
Get your shit together.
What
and then
the
walk
fuck?
Away.
Will you get outside?
Get outside. Here's some tissues.
I have a question. Would
I
that
like a
would
really
that advice
sensitive joke? Like, what if you're just like
that? Might make me laugh.
Yeah. Would that
then
advice
cry?
Help? Like, if somebody was not feeling at all, being sort of like a dick, would it sort of make you be like?
I don't know.
Would
then,
it like stop it almost?
But then I wonder, is that a good thing? Because clearly there's stress that I need to get out. You know? Clearly I'm at my wit's end and like there's a certain
it sounds
negative
healthy.
Energy
it does
that
sound
needs
healthy.
To come out.
Exactly.
Yeah, where it's like, what's the point of stemming it? I almost appreciate the girls around me who are like, we're going to go sit outside. You just cry this out and get it over with. And like, that's all you need. It's just sometimes it takes a few hours, like that first time it happened to me and I was... in Deutsch and I was sitting around I was like inside sitting in a pit surrounded by VW people working and I was just with like a roll of paper towels
that's
and
amazing.
Everyone just kept working they're
I
like
love that,
that happens
see I feel like that's like kind of almost the appropriate response
yeah because
like somebody's having a psychological breakdown
and nobody
and
was
going,
like freaked out on, nobody right. was like call HR everyone is like well it's an advertising agency this happens occasionally
yeah it's a thing it's these fake stresses that people
yes.
put on themselves. All right, so let's go on to another topic.
Okay.
I think that we
good.
Have
I think we fixed yes. I think we figured women
I
out on
I have
that
one good
solved,
one I hate
that.
I don't want to be the one that's like over keep, like taking all the
no
but
you're,
this is like
you're,
a funny
it's your dad fixed
fixed.
Okay, check that one.
The top question on Ask Men with over 3,000 upvotes is...
But we're still on Ask Women, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You ever poop so hard it gave you a boner? Ask Women, when was the last time Reddit made you question how heterosexual attraction is even possible? That's awesome. So,
are they independent of each other? Wait,
they are.
So the question is:
God,
men
damn.
Men do a thing that's insanely gross. So women,
like,
why are we attracted to
the gross people? Yeah, I get it.
But the top response is: humans of both genders are fucking disgusting in general.
Right.
It puts a damper on all sexuality if I think about it too much.
Right. That's
and
true.
And then it's true. Yeah. And then it goes into all the disgusting things that girls do.
Ooh, what are some?
So here's, let me see.
I feel like girls are messy with their things.
With their things. Well, this is like a biological stereotype. Like, men get boners when they poop. Here's the women's version. All the crap that comes out of a woman's cooch is so weird. And the first time I lived with a woman full time was mind altering. After about 3 weeks, you could convince me that just about any liquid or near liquid could come out of there. Babe, we're out of balsamic vinegar. What you got cooking? Edit. Oh, it's car battery fluid today. Go sit in the bathtub and we'll wait it out. Try not to get any on the good towels. Edit 2. You're discharging red hot magma. Do you need me to call your mother before I evacuate to higher ground? Edit 3. My highest rated comment ever. We did it, Reddit.
That's amazing.
And I mean, that's true. That's so gross.
It's really gross. I mean,
I don't know that that's true. I mean, I haven't
had a kid, dude.
Yeah, but that's a person that came out of there. I get that, but...
Ever heard of period poops?
No.
Oh, boy.
That's a thing.
I don't know if I want to get in. Maybe.
Like, you
all
guys
right,
have poop boners.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
You
well,
all do.
I think... I mean, was it a 15-year-old who asked that question?
I don't...
I feel like that's the kind of thing that happens when you're a kid that you go, whoa,
I think
it's
a funny joke, but I've never actually seen or heard of one.
Well, why is it the top-rated question on Ask Men?
Because it's funny.
Because men are very simple animals. Because
we're dumb and we think it's funny. We're like, oh, duh.
Who here has had a cum napkin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Yeah,
guys want to know what period poops are?
Yeah. I mean, fudge it. Right. Fudge it.
Whatever. You guys fart at urinals.
Yeah.
We fart into urinal cakes.
Period poops basically mean that the hormone that gives us cramps also stimulates the colon, which gives us the shits. Combine that with other monstrosities coming out of us, and it's peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, my God.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is disgusting. Ask women. Yeah. We did, and we got an answer.
Now
we know.
You can never unlearn that.
That is the worst thing imaginable.
This is Hot Pod this week.
Hot Pod. This one is going into the Internet Archives. Send this one to the Smithsonian.
That's a real thing.
What a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
What's another... I'm trying to think of another... Or maybe we should just move on from the gross topic. I mean, I think maybe now it's time for this hilarious one that I found.
Do it.
All right. So this one, the title is, would you consider this cheating or is my girlfriend overreacting?
Ooh.
So it's immediately you're just like,
sounds like cheating.
Yeah, if you even have
like
to ask,
real
it's
real question.
Over the line.
All right. So here's the question.
Depends. I mean, is she a real bitch?
Right. I mean, does she not like?
Does she not get?
Does she not chill? Dude?
Is she not a chill bitch or what?
All right. So here's the rest of the question. Background. I had the orange Monopoly and she had the red Monopoly. We both had two houses on each of our properties. I had enough money to land on one of her red spaces until she went up to three houses. I was about to leave jail and had a good chance of landing on red in two turns. She was on green properties. To discourage her from building, I hid a stack of hundreds underneath my tens. She thought that I couldn't afford to build any more of that on that landing on our two house properties and then I would bankrupt me. After I safely passed her red Monopolies, I took out my stack of hundreds and built another house on the orange. She landed on New York and resigned because she would have to sell her houses to pay me. Now she's angry and claims I cheated. If your boyfriend did this to you, would you think he cheated?
Yes, he hid the hundreds.
And then the top comment is, we're leaving this thread up as we feel it's not about relationships, as it is more about the ethics of board gaming.
The mods are like, this isn't relevant, but we're going to keep it up.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's a creative misdirect. Yeah. I like it.
And this has 821 comments.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, to answer the question, I think all rules are off in that game. That game will fucking tear a family apart.
Yeah.
In about 3 hours.
I mean, I've
consider your family fucked.
Yeah.
And that relationship story is like,
Monopoly only lasts 3 hours?
In the 3 hour mark is when sons start to call their fathers a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm never speaking to you again. You're goddamn. This is just like when I was 12 and you wouldn't let me go to camp and you're taking all my hotels. And it just stems into
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, I mean,
board games are treacherous for relationships.
I've never, in all of my times playing Monopoly, and I used to play it all the goddamn time.
Yeah. With Slumberfest.
Ever finished.
Slumberfest.
I don't think we only played Slumberfest. One of the members is coming here on tomorrow.
It's so rad.
Whoa.
It's really exciting, guys.
One of the 69 boys is coming to town.
69 boys himself. But yeah, I every single time I've ever played, we get like somebody gets the Park Place.
Yeah.
And then people go, I'm bored. Oh, that's all I want. I just wanted that one and I'm out. Right. And I've seen that with Risk, too. Risk is another game that ruins friendships. And I think part of the reason is because those games last so fucking long that if you get out early, then you have to just take a nap. Like, you're out.
Yeah.
And now you just have to watch and observe as the longest game of all time happens. I've never played Clue, ever. I've always wanted to.
Oh, I love Clue. I'm pretty good at Clue.
I feel like you got a good critical thinking mind.
Yeah. Right. Like, I'm good at... Clue's all about like
Clue's fun.
Say?
People say that.
It is. It's really fun.
Life
about like.
I've played Life. I've finished a couple games of Life in my time.
Life was less aggressive than Monopoly.
Mousetrap.
Yeah, I agree. Mousetrap.
Mousetrap's fun.
I mean, did you guys play Mousetrap or did you just set up the thing?
I played Mousetrap.
I bought Mousetrap
and lost all the pieces and never played it.
Mall Madness.
Mall Madness.
That was a fun one.
Sounds like you're just describing my high school years.
These are some good questions on here, by the way.
Let's ask some new
ladies,
ones.
How do you deal with not being pretty? And this lady says...
Oh, that's really interesting.
I am not pretty and I will never be. I can wear makeup, do my hair, wear a lovely dress and heels, and I'll never look like a 9 or 10. I know I shouldn't be... I know this shouldn't bother me, but it does. I want to be beautiful. And I get so jealous that these other girls are born pretty. Which is a good point. Like, all you were fucking doing was born pretty. How do you deal with not being attractive to most men? How do you accept that you look and learn and blah, blah, blah? And she goes on about this stuff. You get the question.
Yeah.
She just goes on for too long.
Oh.
She says the same question six times. So,
that's sad.
I don't know. Non-attractive person here. I deal with it just by accepting it. And I turn into not being blah, blah, blah. Wow. Huh. It's very sad. Liking yourself is a habit. It's simply harder to develop.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. I wonder, I mean, that certainly applies to dudes, but I think that the male iteration of that is way dangerous because you end up overcompensating. So when women do, I've had this theory for a long time, and I think that it's proven accurate over time, which I love. Most of my girlfriends... The girls that I like look at and I go, you are fucking hilarious. You're interesting. Everything about you rules. You're a good friend, right? A lot of them did not grow up attractive, mm-hmm. and either they grew into their looks,
yeah,
or they just didn't, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, I feel like
they had to develop an interesting personality.
Yeah, you had to develop a personality almost as a survival mechanism, right?
Yeah.
Because.
That's why I like the
to
little
make friends.
That's why the short fat guy is hilarious.
Exactly,
he's not getting laid because he doesn't have abs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a simple. It's like a sliding scale.
Exactly, and I think, but with dudes who, like this girl, sounds like maybe she just has been like very self-pitying for a long time.
And hasn't worked on it.
She considers herself an ugly person who's a loser. Like you can hear it in her voice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like a bad place to start. Okay.
Right. I would like to see this person too because I have a feeling she probably isn't horribly unattractive and just is like, I'm never going to be as pretty as that person.
Right.
So I'm bad.
That's another thing is I do think you get to, there is a certain level of weird looking people that even the best personality can't save.
Yeah, but also like, I mean,
middle school
in a sexual
style.
Way maybe, but I think in terms of what like being attractive, I mean it depends on what your motives are, right? Like if you're like, I just want to find a boyfriend and get married and blah, right? There are a lot of, I think the older you get, And granted, there are always going to be vacuous dudes who mm-hmm. are just like, I just want to date a hot babe with boobs, right? But I think a lot of dudes, the older you get, the more you'll... I know a lot of incredibly beautiful women who I go, I would never date her. She's boring and yeah. I'm not interested. And I would, you know, whatever. And then I also know some of my girlfriends who, like, I, you know, if like, I mean, obviously I have an amazing girlfriend. I mean, this is... I never even have to speculate on this, but you know, I would be like, I would much rather date them than these,
right.
these kind of Adonises, right? These Aphrodite types, because
you got the double whammy, the Adonis plus the interesting.
I do.
She's listening.
And she is that, but you know, I don't know. I just feel like that there is a bit of a sliding scale, but yeah. I think the thing that never helps is this kind of person example right now.
Yes.
Right. Cause I mean, dude, if this person was in like, into fucking comic books and you met her at Comic-Con and you're just like, oh man, Breaking Bad season 3, that's my favorite episode, blah, blah, blah. Then eventually you're gonna be like, as a person, you kind of go, this person rules, yeah. they're on my level, this is great for X, Y, and Z reasons, yeah. right? But if you just meet somebody who's like, all I want is to be pretty, mm-hmm. I mean, that's those people who get crazy yeah, plastic surgery and shit,
sucks,
right?
But you know,
yeah, looks don't last.
Yeah,
sometimes it's overblown how much like society has an effect on people, but right. that also comes with the territory of being a girl.
Oh yeah,
is like you're. I think it's changing, luckily, but I think in the beginning, like that's your worth. Are you yeah. like a cute little girl? Are you pretty? You know,
right.
that's what people say when they see like a 5-year-old girl. You're so pretty. Look how pretty you are. Like, yeah. it's so like, it would be hard. It's harder, I think, for some women like this woman commenting to get beyond what right. society has expected of her. And like, she's never been able to achieve. So that right. feeling of like, what is my purpose right. here if I'm not pretty? Because that's all society has taught right. me to be.
Right.
But I think that is changing and getting better.
Yeah. Just, should we stop calling hard. Girls pretty and we should start saying, wow, that was a really interesting comment. That
I mean,
was
well,
funny.
That, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
You're super creative, yeah. and you should, like...
I mean, that's the fun... You know that South Park episode when he's like, my girlfriend's both hot and funny? Or smart and funny?
Cartman's girlfriend.
Yeah, the Cartman's girlfriend. Yeah. But that's kind of... I mean, that is... They obviously making fun of it
yeah.
in that episode, but it's... I do agree with that.
But
I mean,
you should.
I think it's one of those things where anytime you put worth in anything that is that time stamped,
yes,
then you're
setting yourself
a disaster,
up for failure.
Right? I mean, because it's like, you know, it's same thing with like dudes in sports and raw
yeah.
physical ability. It's like there are a lot of dudes who are just like never going to be good at sports.
No, and then they just run gas stations after they
exactly.
graduate high school
right.
because it's
you're talking
like
about the guys that were good at sports.
Yeah, and
right.
it's like that's all people ever said to them is he's such a good football player.
Right.
You're so athletic, and then.
Right.
They've got a beer belly and they're still talking about the big game.
Exactly.
From
exactly.
1996.
You know, and that, I mean, that was to my point earlier about the guys. I think it's less dangerous with women in this specific circumstance than it is with dudes. Cause dudes, that's when they become those fucking men's rights.
Yes.
Uber dudes where they get really into like primitive masculinity
yeah.
and shit like that.
It's cause they feel attacked by this
right.
new modern society
right.
and want to like, double down
yeah.
on.
Or they're just these unattractive dudes who are like, they don't self-pity. They get like machismo
angry.
And angry, right? So I think with, yeah, I mean, this is an interesting question because I feel like it reads so bad. It's mm-hmm. like such a bad reflection on this person because she isn't coming out with jokes and shit. She's just mm-hmm. like, why am I never going to get a boyfriend? Right.
Yeah, I'm ugly.
She sounds ugly on
right.
the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's kind of the bummer.
Oh, that's sad. Deep. But you know, maybe this is her safe place to just like lay it out there.
Maybe
well,
it is,
I think it's meant to be that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's definitely the. All right. So, what's the top of all time? Do we know?
Let's find out.
The top of all time is the one I just read. ladies, what would you do if you think you find your boyfriend that has a fleshlight? I like that one.
A flashlight. It's a flashlight. I don't know if that's a typo.
I know.
But the top comment is that he is on his way to being well prepared for an emergency.
Yeah, yeah, maybe he can't see well at night.
How many flashlights do you have that have the batteries have died? To me, it's like 9.
I love this comment. thread. This is fucking hilarious.
This is amazing.
Because people like, whether or not it was a
typo. Error,
I was sure it was a typo, but like
OP,
people took it really seriously.
OP writes, oops. And then he's like upvoted 2,000 points, and he inadvertently started like the most hilarious thread.
Yeah.
He definitely meant to say flashlight.
He's well prepared. Would you date a man with a small deck? So I've got a new apartment and it has a deck. However, the deck is only 5 feet by 10 feet. Would women judge me because of my small deck?
Oh my god. Let's see, what do they say? Still loading. It's not the size of the deck that matters, it's how you use it for grilling.
I love that. I grew up in a city, so I've dated men who don't even have a deck. Wow, you're so much more open to, open than me. Did they tell you on the first date?
Oh my god, this guy goes, ugh, I hate getting mired in deck measurement contests with men. They never believe the size of my deck until I whip it out in front of them. And then they act like they've never seen a deck with a gazebo before. I guess it's just not common in the U.S.
There's a comment at the bottom. It says, in like large caps and bold, it says, increase your deck size with these 5 simple tips. Carpenters hate them.
It's a deck building troll.
Yeah.
It's a deck building clickbait.
That's amazing. So how about this topic for a woman thing? What about the small dick conversation? Is that overblown, or is that like, what's the deal with that?
I've seen.
Do women care?
Because this is an interesting one. I mean, this is like a thing that I feel like lurks on the like deep underbelly of every conversation.
Yeah.
And we're constantly fed ads about it, but I'm not convinced this has ever mattered, right?
Yeah.
On the side, there's a browse FAQ section, and the top one is penis. Is that part of this sub?
See.
Yeah.
It is, right?
I think so.
So I think it's going to tackle this whole... There's just so many questions about penis size.
Penis.
There's a whole like subreddit about specifically curved penises, non-retractile foreskin, scarred penisin.
Penisin. Is that plural for penis?
Yeah, it's actually like when your penis dances.
Penis. Penisin.
Oh, there's all these things like how to overcome a partner with a small penis.
Yeah,
how does oral work with
you duct
a guy
tape
with a small
a cucumber
penis?
To it.
I have a super small penis. What's the best way to approach this situation with girls I'm sleeping with for the first time?
Make a ton of money.
Yeah. Oh, first of all,
drive a Bugatti.
Yeah.
This woman says, first of all, yes, you're doing the right thing by waiting until you're comfortable. Male or female, you should never have sex before you're comfortable. If a girl doesn't get it, she's probably not for you. Now, about the penis size. For me personally, I don't feel I need to be told pre-sex that your penis is tiny. Okay, if size comes up in conversation or if I outright asked, I'd want the guy to be honest with me and not say, I'm huge, and then you get in bed and it's a little chode.
Right.
But other than that, I probably think it's a bit odd for him to bring it up beforehand.
Yeah.
However, if you feel more comfortable telling them beforehand, which is understandable if you're nervous about their reaction, try to phrase it as factual as possible. None of this... The sex might not be good stuff.
Right.
Let her decide if she finds the sex good. Anyway, just my 2 cents. Best of luck with everything. Good on you for working on your weight. I missed that part. I guess he's overweight too.
Okay. I mean, it's an.
But you know what I've seen a lot of comments about? That yes, super tiny penises kind of suck.
Right.
But super huge penises suck more.
I've also heard that. Yeah.
It's like uh-uh.
It's kind of like I wonder because men are fed so many fucking ads and shit about penis size,
and it's one of those things you can't change.
Yeah,
like women are fed so many things about body image, but you can get boob implants and butt implants and liposuction and lip
guys
implants.
Have it tougher.
Guy, if you're a short guy or a right. guy with a tiny, tiny dick, those are two things you can't change.
Just part of it, yeah,
and like. If you have like an Amazonian woman, like some guy's gonna find a 7 foot tall woman hot.
Oh,
what
for
guys
sure.
do
yeah.
is they make a ton of money and it works.
Yeah, they have to do that's their only
money
way.
Trumps penis size or height.
What's easier, making a huge amount of money or getting boob implants? Well, getting boob implants.
Yeah,
I mean it's kind of
you get boob
the same thing, right?
It's like a little more than LASIKs to get boobs.
Yeah, it's not that much money. And a lot of people can take out little loans.
You could
to
probably
get,
do
like $4,000 to $6,000 for boob implants.
Damn, yeah. Dude,
you can get like the Target version.
Yeah,
but then it's then you're kind of like attracting a different kind of person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like because there are such thing as really bad boob implants, obviously.
Oh yeah,
and like when you're getting kind of those like I could like take these out and play basketball with them things. Mm-hmm. It's like it's not a good look.
No.
I think it's like bocce ball.
No. Yeah.
It's bocce ball implants.
But like if you're a normal guy who's like I'm 5'2" and I have a chode and it's like I just want a normal girl. Like I don't want to make a ton of money and attract a bimbo. It's like that's hard. Like that would be really hard to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it also depends on how
you gotta
much
work on that personality.
How much stake you put in sex? I mean, I don't want to sound like I don't know,
post sexual.
Well, but it is one of those things where like we live in a hyper sexualized society.
True.
I blame it on you guys. You advertising people.
Yes.
Dripping queso on people's cleavage all day, making me buy those burgers.
Right. Yeah. Carl's Jr. Burgers. Ads. Oh my god.
Damn.
They're rebranding themselves because of that reason.
Good.
But I don't know. I just feel like sex matters less and less in society's most important relationships almost every day.
Yeah.
And there's like an insane amount of porn. And like, if you're somebody who's like not sexually satisfied, but your relationship is great.
Yeah.
Then I feel like there's a big problem when you go, well, the sex needs to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're missing a lot of
important
parts of relationships.
Plus there's ways to have a
right?
really great sex life without a giant penis.
Totally.
Like,
or like big tits or like whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I mean,
you
like
don't need that shit.
I mean, women. It's. I mean, I don't know, but like, when you have a kid, or if you have like a C-section or whatever, like that presents a different series of like sexual problems with them, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's fucked up if you're like, I just can't get into the C-section thing. I'm just not my thing, right? It's like, no, dude. Sex is a weird thing for both people.
Yeah.
Always. Period. Right. And I heard some quote once from somebody that I thought was genius. It was really crude and it was like such a dude comment, but I also thought it was pretty insightful from like the guy's perspective. That was like, for every hot chick you see, there's a dude who's tired of fucking her.
Yeah.
Which was a really interesting.
Yeah.
An insight into how all this stuff works.
Yeah.
Right?
And
Elizabeth Hurley. Yeah.
Yeah,
hottest babe ever.
And homeboy was like, doing trans.
I want some
tranny guys.
I want some strange trans.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting topic because I feel like it's almost there's so much more interesting things to talk about when it comes to a lot of this conversation that gets slightly washed over because of those really vacuous like. Is
sex
a dick size as big a deal as it needs to be?
Yeah.
Sex is a gateway relationship stuff.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Like it kind of, like what you said.
Yeah.
Like it becomes less important over time if the relationship is good.
Yeah. And plus it's, I mean, you hooking up and all that kind of stuff. I mean, very rarely do you, the traditional hookup scenario is like
back
very.
Back alleyway.
Hand
job.
Exactly. From a cop.
Guys watching.
Right.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
That's
in Moscow. Yeah.
In Moscow.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah. But, it's like, I don't think, I don't know. I just think that it's one of those things where if the reason you're in a relationship is like largely, if not solely because of the sex, you're probably not in a very
probably
good relationship.
Probably not going to last, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Ladies, do you care if I'm a grower, not a shower? Ooh.
Ooh.
What does that
I'm
mean?
I'm like 1 to 2 inches flaccid, 5 inches erect. Do women care about the flaccid penis? Because it looks ridiculous and I'm ashamed.
Because it looks ridiculous and I'm ashamed.
The first comment is, no, it's the greatest magic trick of all. And who doesn't love a good magic trick?
Oh,
good response.
God.
That's true. That's true.
The greatest magic trick of all.
I hardly ever see them flaccid anyway. So.
That's amazing. I mean, why? But that's also a funny thing. I think guys are really insecure about their flaccid dicks when it's like, why? That's
like,
not the
cares?
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like,
to have a huge, long, flaccid dick would suck.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, I'm not having sex right now, nor do I want this thing flopping around.
Right. It's always like falling in toilets and stuff? Yeah. Sounds just terrible.
Falling into my sock?
Yeah.
Come on, who needs that?
Oh, here's an interesting one. Maybe
I keep swiffing my flaccid
penis. Wrap up with a little bit.
Let's get off of penises.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the
We're talking
stuff.
About chicks. We're not supposed to be talking about
unless
dudes.
Unless DaBoobs yeah. wants...
No, no.
Has one more.
This is this is kind of interesting, but it's like... No, no. I don't want to talk about dicks anymore.
All right.
Here's
an interesting topic on dicks. Again.
This is another misspelled one. Do you prefer sex with a condor?
Yes.
It just made me laugh, and I'm like, I get it.
I get it.
Oh, my God. Let's see. They're all about dicks right now.
What are your cheap homemade lunches that make your working day better? Here's a very basic thing.
Basic bitch thing.
Like, this is basic bitch works in an accounting firm in Des Moines, right?
Oh, God. I never want to make my lunch take it to work.
2 minute,
it's not satisfying.
2 minute coconut rice with a stir in tomato garlic sauce with
Ew.
Sultanas thrown in.
Sounds
Dang,
gross.
That shit's good.
Ugh.
Damn. So let's talk about basic bitches for a second.
Okay. Gladly.
So what is the deal with them? Like,
you know, I really resent the term basic bitch.
Okay.
Because it's all started a couple years ago when pumpkin spice lattes came out
for
the 500th time.
Is she a rapper?
And girls were getting... No.
Oh, it's a drink.
Pumpkin spice latte.
I thought
and
that was
there's
a
actually a really good...
I'm out of the loop.
She's from Oakland. Right.
There's a really good Ask Women
For sure.
about it. So yeah. How do you feel about the phrase basic bitch? Do you feel comfortable with
awesome.
It? Do you use it? I was talking to a female coworker who said, you're such a basic bitch, after I told her about how I wanted Birkenstocks. I heard the phrase before, but it was taken aback. This first comment, let's see what she says, and I'm going to see if I agree with it. I don't love the phrase, but I'm not hugely offended by it. Most of my friends and I are in our late 20s. We are infinity scarf wearing, Starbucks drinking, top knot sporting caricatures of women who share far too much of our lives on Instagram. So when we heard through a friend that we were being called basic, we really weren't all that surprised.
I love the owning
She's
of
like,
it.
She's like, I really just love pumpkin spice and I don't feel the need to apologize for it. That's the best
hey,
response.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
I think it was like a phrase that was invented to make things that are perfectly okay to like not okay to like, or you should be embarrassed about liking them. And
I mean,
it's just confusing why it even came about.
Yeah, I think I agree with that, kind of. I also think it's like a sarcastic spin on it. Like, I feel like I think sometimes it's used in a pejorative way and sometimes it's used in like a self
Yeah.
sarcastic way, right?
I think it's taken on, finally it's taken on like it's a joke of itself.
Yeah.
But a few years ago it was like this user says, it's stupid, you really can't win. If you like trendy or popular stuff, you're a basic bitch. If you like quirky, obscure stuff, you're a pretentious hipster. Like, why can't
right.
people just like things? Also, how are Birkenstocks basic? I thought Ugg boots were basic.
Right. I mean,
like,
Ugg boots
most slang
are comfortable
term
as shit.
They
lost
are comfortable.
Any meaning. But I think that's a good point, like, from like a woman's perspective, is that it's like, Jesus, like, first, I like all this weird, quirky stuff and
right.
comic books and video games, and I get called out for being fake, and I'm Manic Pixie Dream Girl, and
right.
it's not real. So it's like,
Manic
okay.
Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
That's a thing.
Can
Whoa.
I?
Yeah.
Can I? Do you
but
think,
now I like Starbucks, and I'm basic. So
right.
what can I like?
Who invented basic bitch, do you think, men or women?
I think a woman. I think it's a woman.
Because
yeah.
a guy would probably be like, I don't get it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I didn't quite
right.
get it for a little while, and then I was like, oh, now I kind of get it. Someone explained it or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Not that complicated. But,
I think I
it's just mainstream
there.
People.
I think
like
I mean
things.
Oh, so if a group of girls are ragging on another group of girls, like essentially busting their balls for being whatever J. Crew loving pumpkin spice latte drinking
yeah.
scarf wearers, I think that happens a lot in the guy community where it's
I agree,
like, hey,
yeah.
and
yeah.
then and the guys are like, fine, fuck off. Like, I think
right.
the response is like, fuck off, as opposed to, why are you calling me a basic bitch? Like,
yeah.
I think you
yeah.
you sort of are like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I
right.
you know, it's like more of a combative response as opposed
yeah.
to
yeah.
I'm going to let this affect me.
Or you
like,
take off the crew top and you wrestle.
Or you just start wrestling.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
Let me just get this scarf off around my neck and I'm going to fuck kill you, dude.
Yeah, because I don't wrestle with scarves because that's dangerous.
On Wikipedia, it says the term originated in hip-hop culture and began to appear in rap music in 2010.
Oh, I think you're right, actually. But I think it was a term of endearment. That's why I think I'm confused, because I think it was a rap term that people were like...
So rappers wanted a basic bitch.
I like the basic like, bitch, right?
That was like somebody that maybe could like raise my kids.
Right, maybe.
Somebody who like appreciates the minivan.
Before the 80s, airhead was generally used as the American slang for ditzy, clumsy, stupid person. With the rise of the Valley Girl and preppy subculture, the term was applied to cheerleaders and nouveau riche or middle class. Then in the 90s and 2000s,
like
airheads
who I grew up
with. Began to be regarded as a distinct middle class subculture. Then we had the jocks, the preppies.
But is that the basic...
The schizoids, the burnouts, the queefs.
I don't think basic bitch is about airhead, though.
No,
I don't associate it with that.
I think it's like terms. Like, yeah. And then 2010 onwards, the term basic bitch was coined in 2009 by comedian Lil Duval. Over the next 2 years, it appeared
Robert
in
Duval
several American rap songs.
Lil Sean Duval.
And the songs Hard in the Paint by Tyga and I'm Not a Human Being like Lil Wayne. The singers insist that they are not basic bitches. So the guys are saying, I'm not a basic bitch. While in the song Basic Bitch by The Game, the singer warns others to avoid basic bitches because they're fake.
Interesting. I mean, okay.
So basic bitch is a guy?
I think basic bitch is a... I don't think it's...
Started out as a guy?
I don't think it applies to... Yeah, I think it's a gender neutral concept. But
bitch is a guy and a bitch is a girl are two different things.
Right. I mean, I think. I don't think there's a problem with being...
And I'm out.
Because this is, I think when I first learned about it was when it was starting to shift. When I think chicks that were, I think when people, mostly women, I think were like maybe a little bit more eccentric, but then would do something that was really basic.
Yeah.
Then they would be like, just a basic bitch. Just, you know, they would kind of like start taking it on as kind of like their new nom de guerre, right?
Yeah.
So, because I think...
Nom de plume.
I mean, the thing... Cause the hipster conversation is interesting
everyone's
a binary
a
opposite.
Everyone's a hipster now, which makes them all basic bitches.
Right.
So, what's the new hip?
But I mean...
Which is what I'm doing, which is basic color t-shirt.
Right.
And chinos.
That's normcore, man.
See, normcore and basic bitch are like, I think those are kind of in the same category.
I wear Catholic school.
Normcore is a hilarious
cool,
term, man. It's so funny.
I wear my fifth grade Catholic school uniform, and I'm going to wear it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's normcore, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. Normcore. Normcore is like.
I love
it.
What
really
is normcore?
Normcore is like
it.
Champion sweatpants, Adidas like shower sandals.
Yeah.
Like the stuff you buy at Ross.
Yeah. You go to
Ross
like
shop
Costco
for less,
clothes.
Yeah.
Like
Normcore.
Kirkland.
Kirk boys. John Mayer and the Kirk boys.
Well, I don't get it, guys. Those are all value brands.
Yeah.
Very cool.
John Mayer has a whole Kirk boys thing.
Really?
Oh,
he
my God.
He wears Kirklands and he's really into it.
Normcore.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So it's just like.
Yeah, they're normal dudes.
They're normies.
Normies. The Midwestern look.
Yeah.
I mean.
I make norm cool hip, I think.
Like
I make norm cool
like
hip.
Like, that's normcore, too.
Right.
Seinfeld
is the ultimate normcore. Yeah. So I think the hipster thing is odd because it's such a derogatory term.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's such an unnecessary derogatory. Like, it's a derogatory term from Trump supporters, essentially, right? Like, people just go, oh, fucking hipsters just, like, taking over Detroit. There should be Tigers games on, right? Or whatever, right?
Hipsters are so much better than whatever the 90s version of hipsters were, which was like fluorescent fucking douchers or whatever.
It's because it's this... I mean, people are like with the beards and the artisan tea shops and all that shit is all hipster.
At least it's thoughtful.
But that's the thing I get frustrated because, I mean, I will definitely... I'm constantly being accused of being a hipster. I'm like... No.
Shut up.
You're
man.
A special millennial.
I'm a special millennial.
Snowflake.
I'm a snowflake.
I'm a snowflake.
I am original. So
I'm original. I'm a one of one. Dr. Pepper. Drink it.
One
our
of
new sponsor.
Our
thank
new
you,
sponsor.
Dr. Pepper.
Speaking of sponsors.
Dr. Pepper, Knights Inn in Des Moines. Thank you.
Well, man. I hate to be a basic bitch, but I got to get going.
I know. Boobs as a another back surgery?
Another surgery to attend. Yes.
Did we take an Ask Woman subreddit and then mansplain it and just rip destroy it? Sorry.
You know
ladies.
What?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay,
you know
cool.
what I think I
want to just throw in mansplain.
I love the term mansplain.
Mansplain
is stupid. I think what
was
cool
stupid.
About the subreddit is that it shows how alike we all are. You know?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that should go without saying, but I think it's like one of those things where, I mean, both of these, we will do an Ask Men and we will do an Ask
Trans.
I guess, yeah.
If
at
it
some
exists.
Point.
I'm sure it
I'm
exists.
I'm sure it does. But I generalizing is always dangerous. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's not dangerous because you shouldn't do it. I think you should do it. But you have to be aware of the fact that it doesn't universally apply.
Yes.
Like, that's the point, is the fact that, yes, women might be more apt to cry, but there's definitely a dude somewhere who, like, gets stressed out and goes in, like, waterworks,
yeah.
right? And so if I go, well, you know, women are always like this, then, well, it's not true, right?
Yeah.
And
I think this subreddit in particular, and Ask Men, and Ask Trans, or whatever right. these asks, there are probably a million, is, like, it's a great place to go to if you have thoughts or things that you do that you're questioning and you're
right.
wondering, like, I wonder what the opposite sex thinks about this. Maybe I should question some of my thoughts or behaviors. It's a good place to, it seems like a safe place to, like, ask. Just
right.
ask, like, hey, is it cool? Like, I saw one on there that we didn't get into, but I'm an Uber driver. If I drop a girl off, should I wait until she gets to her door, or
right.
is that creepy? Like, I think it's a
it's creepy
a
if you follow
tool.
Her in and then climb in your window.
Right.
It's okay to watch
exactly.
somebody.
Right.
And I think the top answer was, like, you can just ask. Like,
right.
do you want me to wait till you open your door? Or
right.
And they can say, no, I'm good. Or, yeah, actually,
I always
actually,
pull out
I
a telephoto
safer.
Camera lens and just snap the yeah. pictures.
It's perfect.
Yeah. For my basement wall.
But I think it's a good subreddit.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a good subreddit. And I think these issues are hot right now.
Soup's hot.
And
oh,
so I,
so hot
I
right
think,
now.
Soupy hot.
Mm-hmm. Soupy hot. So I think there it's
Campbell's.
It's
hot
always
soup.
Important to have critical dialogue on issues like this, because mm-hmm. that is, I mean, that's what's nice about a sub like this. It's a genuine resource where you go, should I do this? Am I allowed to do this? And then you're going to have, again, you're going to have some women on Reddit who respond. But it's not going to be
yeah.
a generalization for all women. It's
no.
it's like going to be those unique perspectives.
Exactly. Like, just like men, women are not a hive mind.
Right.
Like, you
right.
get individual responses. And
but trans.
But I will accept
mind.
Being part of a group
not
of men
yeah.
and being generalized for it. Like, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be offended.
Exactly.
Because there's so many numbers.
Exactly.
You have to at least
I mean,
generalize
that's
somewhere. Like,
to help
yeah.
statistics work.
We're
that's
not
like
all
how it's supposed to be.
Special. Snowflakes.
I agree. We could talk about this one for days. We probably will at some point. So, really quickly, I think we should do this for the next sub. I just hit a random, and because I'm the master of hitting good randoms,
yep.
I hit The Truth Is Here,
Ooh.
A database for your nonfiction experiences with the unknown.
Yes.
Whoa. Tickled. Whoa. Tickled.
Yeah.
Bookmark that.
Yeah.
We're doing it next
so,
week.
So, 57,785 readers.
Done.
So, this is a popular one. And
My
this
pickle
is
tickled.
literally stories of people fucking being like, there's a ghost in my apartment right now.
Yes, done. We're doing it.
Right. Dog Boobs has to go get her clots drained.
Yeah, got to go scoop
drained.
Out some clots.
All right, so this is Did You Read It? My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
And my food egg.
We'll be back next week with another pod about the truth.